At the National Farm Machinery Show, I am in our media room, which is a fantastic place for us to work. And there's so many of us that come to the show and just love to have an opportunity to get out of the crowd to get some of our work done. The sponsor, once again this year, is FMC, and I have Paul Redditch with me. And Paul, thank you, first of all, for taking this on, this little project, if you will. We really appreciate it. What was it that attracted you to the idea of being a sponsor for a media room?
Well, Chuck, we appreciate the opportunity, first of all. 5-6 years ago, yes, there were media coming to Farm Machinery Show, but the growth in individuals from the different types of media began to increase to a point, and there really wasn't a good place for them to work on their interviews or gather, rest for a moment. So we ended up sponsoring, and that was the beginning, really, of the media room at Farm Machinery Show. So we've been doing it about 5 or 6 years now, and we're delighted that the changes have been wonderful as media have continued to attend this event in larger numbers, and different types of media, from online and web and e-related to the more traditional print, radio, TV.
For a media room like this, once upon a time we had some telephones out here, and maybe a copy machine and a fax machine. You don't really see that so much anymore. You're really seeing a lot of brand new technology, some of which we're using to do this interview.
Well, I tell you what, the whole world of Wi-Fi, for that matter, is amazing. And instead of people walking around a lot of times with big mics and cameras, they're walking around with their iPhones, as you have here, with great mic attached to it, and interviewing people there. So the technology continues to change in agriculture media. It's so important for us to try to help support that, because it's the agriculture media that carry forward those new ideas in agriculture to farmers, and we want to be a part of that and help our partners in that regard.
Well, we appreciate it. Let's just touch on a little overview of what FMC's you know, kind of the activities you got going on here. You got a number of things taking place. In fact, one's a first-time effort, I understand.
Yes, it is. Several things. The traditional booth, which we've had for a number of years, where a lot of customers come by. Last year, we began to sponsor the lanyards for the exhibitors, and so FMC gets a little bit of identity in that regard. The media room, as I indicated, was a new thing for us a number of years ago that we sponsored. And then we've had a reception room for sort of VIP customers, retailers, and growers that's held each afternoon for about 4 hours, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But the new thing that you're referring to is actually we're recording a number of the agricultural youth for our national anthem singing contest. And we have a recording booth down there in our reception room. And from 9 to 1 each morning, actually the state FFA officers from Indiana are sort of taking turns and walking the halls and letting other students know that here's an opportunity to win up to $25,000 worth of scholarship. All they have to do is go record themselves singing the national anthem.
That is a big prize, and you know, I'll tell you what, just today, there's been a lot of students walking around here, so this is a great venue to not only promote it, but find people to register.
Absolutely. We were here at the Kentucky Exposition Center in December for the National FFA Convention, and we had, at that point, with that same recording booth, over 400 students record themselves singing national anthems, and that contest continues to grow.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Paul, and we are, again, very appreciative of FMC being the sponsor for our media room here at Farm Machinery Show. We're going to be visiting with FMC more, bringing you some more of what's new in the world of FMC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.